Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
We're under call, Senator Miller. Would you like the second motion?
Let me punch myself in here. Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant-at-arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The secretary will close the roll. Members, please stand for the prayer. I ask today that members pause for a moment of silent reflection, and following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bingham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Wozinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichhorn, Eakin, Fate, Frenz, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunisch, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Frenzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senator Bach, Coleman, Duckworth, Gazelka, Goggin, Isaacson, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Senjum, Tomasoni, and Uyghur. A quorum is present. We begin today under the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention at 5:45 p.m. on Sunday, April 24, 2022, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Walz, Governor of the State of Minnesota, said message to be delivered at 6 o'clock p.m. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate accept the invitation from the House of Representatives to meet in a joint convention in the House chamber at 5:45 p.m. on Sunday, April 24th, 2022, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Walz, Governor of the State of Minnesota.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of five members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House of the following Senate file. Senate file number 3472, a bill for an act relating to state government extending the operation of the Minnesota Premium Security Plan, transferring money. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Stevenson, Liebling, Schultz, Cotiza, Witoon, and O'Driscoll. Senate file number 3472 is herewith returned to the Senate. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. The Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 41, 2774, and 3346. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required on that message. We move to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House files are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate files. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 3338, 4345, 3201, 3580, and 2678.
Senate files are given their second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the ninth order of business, we will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Senator Dreheim.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, Senator Dreheim, move that Senate File 3501, number 46 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Civil Law and Data Practices.
And Senator Dreheim, that is your bill, and you have cleared that with both of the committee chairs.
Correct.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion does prevail. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 4284 be withdrawn from the Local Government Policy Committee and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. I've spoken with the chair. I am the chair. I am the author of Senate File 4284, and I've spoken with Chair Jasinski as well.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion does prevail. Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House File 3254, number 38 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Civil Law and Data Practice Policy.
And Senator Pratt, that is your bill, and you've cleared that with both of the chairs.
Mr. President, it is my bill, and it's at the request of the chair.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion does prevail. Senate resolutions 114 through 119 are referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Remaining under the order of business, motions and resolutions, Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bill made special orders for immediate consideration. The list is on your desk.
Members, there is one bill on today's special orders. It's House File 4165, number 67 on general orders, Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before you is Senate File 3928, a bill that requires Minnesota to divest the State Board of Investments from the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus. This bill, while small, is an action that the Minnesota legislature can take to stop Putin and his army from further atrocities in the Ukraine, atrocities that we have not seen here since World War II, and they threaten to destroy a peaceful nation that poses absolutely no threat to Russia, Belarus, or any of its neighbors. There are over 17,000 Ukrainians living in Minnesota, and we've heard from many of them since this bill was introduced, one being Luda Anastasievsky, a woman who was born in Mariupol, Ukraine, she's a local leader here in Minnesota, and she's a member of the Ukraine community, and she's been an educator in Minnesota for 30 years. She has not spoken to anyone in her family in over a month. She doesn't know how they're doing, even if they're alive. All communication to the Ukraine has been cut off. Her hometown of Mariupol is now in its fifth week of heavy shelling, and over 80% of residential housing has been destroyed. For those that remain, the conditions are brutal. They have no electricity, and food and water is scarce. The global community has stepped up to condemn these actions by targeting the Russian economy. Minnesota can join them by responsibly divesting our state agencies and state pension from Putin's war machine. Pension holders do not want to fund their retirement from the bloodshed, and we do not want state agencies to serve them while holding contracts in Russia and Belarus. This bill passed through state government with no opposition. I want to thank my co-authors, Senator Senjum, Senator Lopez Franson, Senator Dietzick, and Senator Coleman. This is a good bill, folks. It's the right thing to do, and I would encourage a green vote. Thank you.
Discussion to House File 4165. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I want to call some attention in regards to some of the language of this. Without question, our sympathy for the country of Ukraine and what they are suffering, the men, women, and children, the decimation of their land and buildings, and the strong fight that they are putting up for their freedom is highly noticed and well supported. We appreciate them very much and what they are fighting for in their freedom. But as to the particulars of this bill, I thought it'd be important to note in conversation with the State Board of Investments that due to already private actions, actually the holdings of Russia, the Russia Federation, which are particular within this bill, are in essence right now worthless. You can't sell them, can't buy them, The Russian stock exchange is closed, not operative. And we're putting maximum pressure that we can to have, as much as we can, a peaceful resolution. So it's really important to understand we want to protect the State Board of Investments from unnecessary efforts here to include them in political activity. But in regards to this situation, it is absolutely so incredibly wrong for this to be happening that in this measure, which is, by the way, well under between $50 and $100 million, which for the Board of Investments, which has close to $60 billion, this is a very small portion. But in no way do we intend any harm to our retirees or others in regards to the investments of these funds, and that's what's really important here. On the other hand, it is something that we as a legislature can do what we can to speak to this issue, and so the language, to the extent practicable, is a really critical language for our State Board of Investments to preserve the retirement funds for our retirees. That's our first duty that we have here. And so the language is written with the State Board of Investments input so that we are able to speak with our voice about the wrong being done by the Russian Federation, including Belarus, to harm and to destroy the country of Ukraine, that we stand with the people of Ukraine and help them to fight for their freedom to the best extent possible. And so, members, I support House File 4165. Thank you.
Any further discussion or amendments to House File 4165? Senator Rood.
Thank you, members. Little did I know that I have a little bit of Ukraine in my district. Her name is Irina Kartoshka, and she is raising money for her family in the Ukraine. And she has her mom, dad, brother, aunts, uncles, friends, and they're staying put and they're fighting for their home. She says they're not going anywhere. From the very beginning, I told my mom I would help her if she needs help. And I have friends in Poland that have reached out that would help my family, but my dad doesn't want to leave, and I respect him so much. He's one of those guys that says, I'll stick around and fight. I'll do whatever it takes. So today, this is an important bill for what we can do for Ukraine. She says there's an 8-hour time distance, and Irina waits up every night till midnight, till she knows her mom's awake, till she hears from her that she's safe for one more day. So, members, this is really important. We have wonderful folks from Ukraine living all over our state, and we should help them in any way we can. So I encourage a green vote today. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File Number 4165, a bill for an act relating to state government requiring divestment from certain investments relating to Russia and Belarus.
Third reading. Further discussion. Senator Dietzick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor and the privilege to represent the neighborhoods in Northeast and Southeast Minneapolis. From Eastern Europeans to East Africans, this is the home to many immigrants. They add to the fabric of our society. They add to the richness of our community. And they add to the flavor of our neighborhoods by all their great restaurants. One of those restaurants is Kramarczyk's. A lot of Eastern Europeans, like my Polish grandparents, came here in the early 1900s. Others, like Wacław Kramarczyk, came here after World War II. I grew up with, and I proudly represent, a strong, vibrant Ukrainian-American community. Like many communities, they value their cultural tradition. They cherish the music, the food, the dancing, and for the Ukrainians, the decorative Easter eggs. Oris Kramarczyk recently wrote in the Star Tribune about his family, Ukraine, and Russia. He wrote about how this war is rooted in Russia's displacing and destroying Ukraine and their culture. He said it is about destroying Ukraine's soul. When Russia took over almost a century ago, many Ukrainians died of starvation. Russia became the official language, and the Ukrainian traditions were no more. It was cultural and human genocide. Around 1991, Ukraine voted for independence. They were once again able to celebrate their culture and their traditions. They experienced freedom and democracy. They don't want to go back. They want to remain independent. As Mr. Komarczyk said in the Star Tribune article, they got their soul back. I want to thank Ethan Roberts and JCRC for helping with this bill. They stepped up as many Ukrainian Americans were focused on finding information on their relatives. I also want to thank Ms. Luda Anastasievsky, chair of the Minnesota Ukrainian American Advocacy Committee, for all her efforts to raise awareness and organizing help, all the while hoping for information on her relatives. As Senator Housley said, Luda is from Mariupol. As my cousin in Poland said, Mariupol is no more. Mariupol had a population similar to Minneapolis. It is now dealing with displacement, destruction, and death. They don't know how many died from the bombings. They don't know how many are dying from starvation or lack of medicine. And they don't know how many got out. It is genocide again. Luda testified that she doesn't know how her family is doing. Think about that. Think about when you try to reach your spouse or your kids or your parents. It's frustrating. But I know I'm not worried, are they alive? I'm not worried, how are they surviving without food, without medicine, without electricity, without water? That is what Luda and Minnesotans with relatives in Ukraine are wondering. How can we help them? And how can we help our constituents? How do we help the people of Ukraine save their culture, save their soul, save their democracy? We can help by voting green. This bill sends a message that we can work together, that we support the sovereign, democratic nation of Ukraine in a measured way that works for the State Board of Investment. Please vote green to oppose Putin, to oppose this war, to oppose the genocide. Please vote green to stand with Ukraine and our Ukrainian Minnesotans. Please vote green for freedom and democracy. Slava Ukraini. Thank you, members.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know a number of our colleagues have friends from the Ukrainian community that are here in the Twin Cities. I also have a connection to the Ukraine. My family in Israel has a very strong connection to Uman, which is in central Ukraine and has been bombed by the Russians. It's the gravesite of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov of blessed memory. There are many synagogues and memorials, Holocaust memorials, in the city. There's an annual pilgrimage during Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year's, which is in the fall, where thousands of Jews from all over the world gather in Uman, including my son-in-laws and my grandsons. My daughters have also been to the Ukraine. In fact, my daughter was there with one of her sons just 3 days before the war broke out. She said, Mom, we want to make a visit really quick because we're really worried about not being able to do that during a war. But it's so much more than not being able to visit, right, and pay respect to a beloved rabbi. So this is really the time for all of us to pray for justice for the Ukrainians and pray for peace and an end to the war. Thank you. Shalom.
See no further discussion. Senator Murphy.
Yes, Mr. President, close. I am grateful to Senator Housley and to this body for bringing forward this proposal today, Senate File 3928. It has been both riveting and difficult to be here in Minnesota and observing something so devastating in another part of the world without being able to do much in terms of action. Senator Dietzik, I know you represent a beautiful Ukrainian community, and I'm so grateful that you brought that to life here today for us. And I am with you and with this body, really, in taking action in alignment with our deep commitment to democracy here and across the world. I have been struck every day by the solidarity of the people of Ukraine, their willingness to stand together and for one another under very, very harsh conditions, moving people to safety and defending their land and one another. That solidarity to me is a beautiful and powerful tool, one that I am always looking for in my work here in Minnesota and in the United States. Today, we're standing together with Ukrainian people and against Vladimir Putin and the evil that he is conducting. But I also want to say that this is the second day in a row that we have brought forward legislation with a sense of urgency and purpose. And as Senator Bach said yesterday, this is so important. Important work without leveraging another issue. It is the work of the legislature that I crave. It is the solidarity that we need as we pursue the work for Minnesotans. And in that vein, I do want to honor the frontline workers across the state of Minnesota who are still waiting for our urgent action. Senator Housley, thank you very much for bringing this forward and for showing us that there are things we can do for others in the world and that we together can take action in solidarity with urgency. Thank you.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I want to echo my thanks to Senators Housley, Senjum, Lopez-Franzen, Dietzik, and Coleman for bringing us Senate File 3928, now known as House File 4165. And thank you, Senator Murphy, for mentioning the beautiful work we did yesterday, our unity today on the floor. The war in Ukraine is a war over freedom, democracy, and self-determination. Having agency in one's life, freedom of speech, expression, and association. One of Vladimir Putin's building blocks in his consolidation in his role as an autocrat has been to unleash the power of the laws of Russia to marginalize, criminalize, and scapegoat LGBTQ people. We've seen many scores murdered and imprisoned all across Russia, but especially in Chechnya, another one of the former satellite regions that was brutally taken over by Russia a number of years ago. This has all been a bald-faced effort to make himself into an international hero to forces of regression and repression of the far right. He has attempted to project those efforts into the former Soviet territories, including Ukraine, and has utterly failed. We've only seen Ukraine in recent years become increasingly open and affirming of all people, especially people from my community. So I vote today in solidarity with all freedom-loving people, those who yearn to live in the full sunshine of authenticity, integrity, and dignity. And I send a message of support, love, and hope for my fellow LGBTQ travelers, especially those who have stayed behind to fight for their democracy and their country. We already know that Russian forces are targeting many and picking them up. So I vote today for them and for this larger movement that they're building for justice. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Pate.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to thank first the authors of this bill, Senators Housley, Senjum, Lopez-Franzen, Dietzik, and Coleman. And I would like to say thank you to those who have spoken in favor of this bill, especially Senators Pappas and Dibble speaking about other instances of injustices towards other groups such as the LGBT community as well as our Jewish siblings. I would like to speak in favor of this bill, which I recognize as a nonviolent way for us as a state to voice our opposition towards this brutal and unnecessary war, which is a war of choice by the Russian government. Russia now has its military killing its own siblings, Ukrainians, in a land that does not belong to them. I don't believe that this war is being supported by the Russian civilians, as we've seen thousands of Russians take to the streets protesting in a country that does not respect their right to freely protest the actions of their own government. And so for the people of Eastern Europe as a whole, freedom cannot come soon enough. And I also hope that we as a state recognize that while it is easier for us to stand up to our adversaries and rivals on the global stage, that at times it is also much harder for us to stand up to our fellow Americans and allies when they engage in wars and conflicts over land, power, and resources. We know that there are other instances of injustice and conflict globally, such as in Yemen and Palestine, where people who are not governmental actors but everyday people, nurses, doctors, teachers, mothers, grandmothers, having their lives destroyed by governments with the support, with our support. And this is the case of, this is similarly in the case of the genocidal war being taken place in Yemen, the embargo of Gaza, and the military strikes in Palestine that we've seen. And so for the people of Yemen and Palestine also, peace cannot come soon enough. So those are just two examples of senseless violence being supported by American taxpayers, their dollars, and there are many others. This means that there will be many more opportunities for us to come together as a state to take action and to stand by all people facing oppression, violence, bombing, invasion, and occupation that they wish to have no part in. Today, we have the opportunity to say that we as Minnesotans are global citizens, and as their representatives, we will take action to dissent when we see people facing the brutal consequences and the evil choices by governments. So today is about the Ukraine and the actions of Russia, and we will honor that by passing this bill today. But by doing so, we will also send a message that Minnesota is not a bystander to injustice abroad. Minnesota will speak out when we see human rights infringed upon and human lives being treated as collateral damage. So I ask my colleagues to join me in voting for this bill and to work together to make it clear that that to our constituents, as Minnesotans, that we stand for human rights, not only when it's easy, but in the most difficult times as well. Thank you.
Senator Latz, I believe you might want to make comments to that point. You raised a hand.
Mr. President, members, I wish Senator Fateh would remain on the floor to hear my comments. Mr. President, I just want to reject the false equivalencies that Senator Fateh drew between the Russian war against the Ukrainians and other conflicts in the world.
Thank you, Senator Latz. Senator Port.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're doing a great thing today, members, taking urgent and necessary action to do our small part to help people in Ukraine as they fight back against Vladimir Putin's illegal and immoral war. At the beginning of this session, this would not have been on any of our radar. And it proves that when called upon, we can come together and move with incredible urgency to get important work done. In this moment of global upheaval caused by this war, we should take action for Minnesotans as we are today for Ukrainians. Corporate profiteering and greed, especially connected to this immoral war, have no place in Minnesota, and I hope that in the coming weeks, We move with the same urgency to make sure that we are addressing rising costs facing our communities here in Minnesota. I support this bill. I thank you for bringing it. Please vote green.
Senator Lopez Franzen. Senator Lopez Franzen, and then Senator Housley will close for the majority.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. President. It's a very interesting time in our country, in the world that we live in, and that we are voting on a resolution and a bill to deal with something other than Minnesota. When I say that, this is about Ukraine. This is about democracy. And we rarely as a body have the courage to do that. In the last few years, we've tried to have that courage on other issues and quite frankly have failed. But I'm proud to be a co-author of this important legislation and a bipartisan action today by the Minnesota Senate to ensure that Minnesotans speak in a unified voice condemning Vladimir Putin and Russia's deadly, unprovoked aggression against Ukraine. We've all watched in horror, and as these bombs have killed peaceful civilians, and Senator Dietzick mentioned one of the towns or one of the cities the size of Minneapolis. Just picture that for one moment of those individuals living there being torn out of their city, uprooted their families, and millions of Ukrainians forced to flee to another land just to remain safe. I have a friend who married an Ukrainian woman, and I had a call from their sibling asking for help of how we can help them get out of Ukraine. And I'm glad that they were able to find their family and reunite in Hungary and have safe passage. But hundreds of thousands of people are not so lucky. We've also seen how President Zelensky and Ukrainians have fought back with a determination and bravery that has inspired this entire world and surprised Putin and his forces. Today, our state holds Russia and its ally, Belarus, accountable. Today, with this bipartisan action, Minnesota is doing its part to stand with Ukraine and its brave people by holding Vladimir Putin to account for his deadly actions. So, members, thank you for coming together to make this important statement. Thank you for all those who've worked on this, including JCRC as an ally, to give people across our state a voice on an issue that's important to Minnesota, across the country, and across the world. An assault on democracy anywhere is an assault on democracy everywhere. Our actions today also show us how we can come together with quick action when we need to. At the beginning of the session, we had no idea that we'd be voting on this bill. But this bill is necessary, and we come together to act quickly. Let's bring that same sense of urgency, members, to our own work here in Minnesota. I stand in complete support of this legislation, and I ask for a green vote. Thank you.
Senator Limber, briefly to a comment, and then we'll be going to closure with Senator Housley. Senator Limber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize to Senator Lopez Franzen for interrupting the close of this bill. I stand with Senator Latz and agree with him about the false historical narrative that was presented on the floor of the Senate earlier. without getting into the details, that's a very sensitive subject, and it's a subject that I believe is false. It was previously made. I stand with Senator Latz and the people of Israel, and I think it's just vitally important that we stand together united in that regard too, but this is not the day for that. And we stand with the Ukrainian people, and I don't want to make any more further comment, but it's vitally important that that goes on the historic record here in the Senate.
To the author of the bill, Senator Housley.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. People have said, is this bill enough to show that Minnesota cares? What was originally $53 million in state pension funds, as Senator Kiffmeyer said, is now really worth nothing. But anything that we can do to show the Ukraine that we are standing with them, from Luda Anastasievsky, who's here today and rallying her Ukrainian community and actually the genesis behind this bill and getting it passed through along with Ethan Roberts of the JCRC, to Senator Ruse, Ukrainian resident of Pequot Lakes, who has started her own little jewelry design business making these pins, who she's now raised $16,000 that she's sending back to the Ukraine military and humanitarian aid, and they're making bulletproof vests for their residents and family members. I want to thank everyone here for what they've said. It is extremely important that we show Ukraine we stand with them and joining an ever-growing number of democracies and standing up to the atrocities happening in the Ukraine. This is the right thing to do because we cannot allow another single cent from our state to line the pockets of those who murder innocent victims. So I ask a green vote of you to show that we stand with Ukraine. Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll on final passage of House File 4165. Calling Senator Friends to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Friends.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Isaacson votes aye.
Isaacson votes aye. Senator Friends.
Senator Marty votes aye.
Marty votes aye. Senator Friends.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Friends.
And Senator Wieger votes aye.
Wieger votes aye. I call on Senator Utke to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Utke.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bach votes yes.
Bach votes aye. Senator Utke.
Senator Coleman votes yes.
Coleman votes aye. Senator Utke.
Senator Duckworth votes yes.
Duckworth votes yes. Senator Utke.
Senator Goggin votes yes.
Goggin votes aye. Senator Utke.
Senator Senjum votes yes.
Senjum votes aye. Senator Utke.
Senator Tomasoni votes yes.
Tomasoni votes aye. Senator Utke.
Senator Pratt votes yes.
Pratt votes aye. Senator Utke.
And Senator Gazelka votes yes.
Senator Gazelka votes aye. Senator Utke. There you go. Call Senator Utke to report another vote under Rule 40.7. Senator Utke.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Lang votes yes.
Lang votes aye. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and no nays, House File 4165 does pass and is title agreed to. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Kunesh.
I will make this quick. Everybody's ready. But we were talking about how we haven't done enough to support the Ukraine. I have a Senate resolution that expresses the support for the government and the people and their sovereign status. I won't, of course, read it, but I do want to make a few points about how on February 21st, Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into Ukraine under the guise of peacekeeping. It goes on to address the millions of Ukrainian citizens that fled as refugees, and we are seeing them pour into European countries as well as the United States. The relentless bombing and bombardment of the cities and towns that have targeted innocent women and children, hospitals, maternity wards, schools, all of those. And so the resolution ends with, be it resolved by the Minnesota State Senate that it condemns Russians' illegal, violent, and unprovoked invasion of the Ukraine and stands with the people of Ukraine in their fight for the Ukrainian sovereignty, integrity, and security. And it further addresses that instructs the Secretary of the Senate to prepare a copy of this resolution, to have it authenticated by his signature and that of the chair of the Senate Rules and Administration Committee, and then transmit it to the Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate the opportunity to have everyone recognized today as National Vietnam veterans for the Vietnam conflict. It's a national holiday, but a national recognition of those veterans who served during the Vietnam War. So just for information for all those veterans and those who served, appreciate the opportunity to give that information out. Thank you.
Senator Limmer.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, March 30th, 12 noon.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. The Senate is adjourned.